Hey, thanks for downloading the podcast. And remember, if you want to listen live, download the iHeartRadio app, download the TuneIn app, and just search for Fantasy Sports Radio Network, and you can listen to this program live. Also, if you want to watch the video of this podcast, check us out on YouTube, on Twitch, or on Periscope, and type in, you guessed it, Fantasy Sports Network. You'll find us there. Enjoy the show, and thanks for listening.
The Morning After.
With the news in your mouth.
That's a true story, too. We'll get to that later.
Like Corey, yeah. Corey's got a lot of friends.
Thursday Night Football.
Not only women that like Corey.
Thursday Night Football, two teams desperate for a win, as we just heard from Scott Engel. Packers at the Seahawks. Packers 4-4-1. And Seahawks in the NFC, 8th at 4-5. Something's got to get tonight at CenturyLink Field. Seahawks are -3 and come in with the NFL's leading rushing game at 152.2 per game. Russell Wilson, too, is quietly having his best year. 21
over 26 and a half rushing yards. Let's get in on that.
Versus Aaron Rodgers, 17 touchdowns and one INT on the season. Didn't mention this yet, and it's worth mentioning. Major League Baseball, the 2018 Cy Young Award winners announced Wednesday in the American League. Not a shock there. The Rays, Blake Snell, 21 wins and a 1.89 ERA in the NL. And this is what we talked about for most of the fall. The Mets' Jacob DeGrom did it with 10 wins and a 1.7 ERA. His National League Cy Young Award winner. Snell beats out the Astros' Justin Verlander. Kate Upton had something to say about that, although not. It was actually kind of pleasant, unlike a couple years ago. DeGrom wins easily over Max Scherzer. Mets, of course, did the race no favors in 2018. 3.53 runs of support per game. That was second, actually, to Cole Hamels, getting 3.34 for the Cubbies. DeGrom,
unless we're talking about the AVN awards, it just doesn't do it for me.
Yeah, well DeGrom with 10 wins.
Guy? Nah. I don't watch award like the off season and the most valuable.
I love that stuff.
Really,
I'm a big ESPYs guy. I love like the Cy Young and the MVP and the NFL honors. I love that stuff.
I didn't take you.
I'll dress up in a suit.
I'll tell you what. Like, I have never watched a moment
of the ESPYs.
ESPYs. No.
Okay, but I'll put on a tuxedo and watch a joint in my house.
I would rather like
I'm near.
I would rather like listen to Justin Bieber and smoke crack than watch the ESPYs.
The party's
like,
at your
honestly,
house.
Like if I, right. the ESPYs would like have me close on the brink of suicide.
Next year, the party's at your house because he loves the ESPYs.
No. Like I like just a punch. I hate red carpets. I hate celebrities. And I hate people. So other than that,
you're going to love this story. College basketball payback time in Philly.
I like
on
college
Wednesday.
Basketball.
Villanova had their way with Michigan in last season's national championship game. Wednesday, the tables returned. Michigan dismantling Nova 73-46 at the Pavilion. What? What did I say?
Yeah, do you like that? Just like we dismantle Rutgers. Nova, who's next? Who wants next?
Wolverines Charles
Indiana?
Matthews. Charles Matthews leading all scorers with 19. Villanova opened the season ranked number 8 in the coaches poll. Michigan was
18th.
Thanks
for screwing me, Villanova. I had the over in the game.
In North Carolina, Zion Williamson and Duke racking up 14 dunks, blowing out Eastern Michigan 84-46 Wednesday night. Coach
Nobody
K
cares about Duke.
Coach K commented after the game that after one monster dunk by Zion, the one Corey was talking about, he had to pinch himself to believe what he was seeing from his star freshman, but then joked, at my age, when I pinch myself, nothing happens.
He can't feel that joint. No. Gabe, you saw the joint, Gabe.
No, I did.
Sun was above the rim.
They thought it was a bad pass. Whoever threw him the pass thought it was a bad pass.
Yeah,
For a big dude too, it was like a Matrix slow motion thing too.
Gabe, that man is
sort of elevated.
He is 285 pounds.
He's a serious dunker, bro.
And here's what's sick: it also came to light that Williamson was offered a full ride to LSU as a tight end, with an LSU ex-assistant commenting that Zion Williamson could have probably been the best damn tight end
ever
lived.
He could probably not play for a guaranteed contract and get his knees taken out and treated like crap by psychotic football coaches, or play 1 year of college basketball and sign a multi-year deal, get a shoe contract, smoke weed every day, and have a great life.
And could possibly be a New York Knicks.
If I was a blue-chip high school athlete, there's not a hope in hell. There's a better chance of me buying, like, tickets at the ESPYs than there is me playing football. Why? And I'm not even talking about the concussion stuff. Your contracts aren't even guaranteed. You ripped the players off. Like, basically, and I tell you this, and I've been saying this for a couple of years. You know what the NFL is right now?
What?
It's a bunch of dudes that aren't good enough to be NBA players.
That's
what the NFL is now.
In the NBA.
You speak to any NFL guy, secretly they'll tell you, I wish I was in the NBA, but I wasn't good enough.
In the NBA, the Lakers will be without point guard Rajon Rondo for a while, suffered
Antonio
a fractured
Gates.
hand. fracturing his hand in Wednesday night's 126-117 win over the Trailblazers. In that game, of course, LeBron James, a season-high 44 points, but moved past Wilt Chamberlain on the all-time scoring list. Michael Jordan is up next. Jimmy Butler made his debut for the Sixers in Orlando. They choked, gave up a 16-point lead in the fourth quarter. Magic come back to win it 116-110. Jimmy finishes with 14 points, 4 rebounds, only 2 assists in 31 minutes. And also last night, Dwayne Casey taking revenge on his old team, 116-110. Okay. Also in the NBA, Pistons stunned the Raptors at the buzzer in Toronto, 106-104.
Yep.
Pistons come from 19 down.
Raptors were 10-point favorites.
Three games in the NBA
up
tonight.
Up by 19.
Yo, not only did you have that last night, you had Utah score 20 points and get lose by 200.
The Dallas Mavericks beat the Utah Jazz by 50 points
last
night.
They scored 60 points. A professional basketball team scored 65 points. You know what else? The Suns beat the Spurs by 20 last night.
We're going to get into that.
Three games in the NBA tonight. Warriors, the Rockets, the big
drama.
One. TNT, Hawks at the Nuggets.
That's going to be a goodie.
And on the West Coast, Spurs at the Clippers.
The morning after on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network, the Raging Redhead Cam Stewart set to step in. We'll talk some football, some gambling, whatever else is on Cam's mind, and we'll jump in. We'll get into the NBA. Avenatti, the creepy porn lawyer, might have hit somebody.
Yikes.
Maybe.
You're listening to the Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
It's the morning after with Gabe Morenci.
I finally snapped.
Corey Parson.
I love it, son.
And Michelle Serpico.
It was pretty wild.
The morning after.
I love waking up drunk in the morning.
You don't have a call.
I'll be outside at 12:05, and I'm going to smash your face in. I
want to see her kitty cat.
You kids got talent, and I should know. I used to have it.
The morning after.
All right, if that doesn't get you going, I don't know what will.
Some trap music.
Listen, this is the new Homicide.
Okay, this
is my band, our new release.
I can do this. You should make a trap album, too. You and your band, y'all should make a trap album.
This song is called...
No trap music?
Enemy of the State. Enemy of the State.
Why do heavy metal joints always have names like, you know what I'm saying? Enemy of the State. Blow the joint off, you know, blow the roof off the joint. You know
angry,
what I'm saying?
Always angry.
Yeah, like
that's what metal
yo,
is.
Yo, heavy, though. Yeah, it's like yeah. throw the table through the window is the name of the song.
We got some great titles on our new record. One of the songs is
smash
called
Smash the Microphone.
Shot to Hell.
There you go, see?
Scourge of God.
Once again. It doesn't sound like you're happy. You know what I'm saying?
Do I look like I'm happy?
But you got to make happy music, happy people. You know what I'm saying?
The thing I've noticed too, I'm wearing like a black. I got the black, got like a black dress shirt going on here.
It makes me
look even paler. I gotta wear like lighter colors.
Michelle,
as a very white.
Michelle
like,
can.
Can you go help? Get a spray tan?
You can go and spray tan with Michelle.
I'll tell you where you can get a good spray tan.
I don't know. I'm not going to hear the end of it.
True.
I'm going to be honest with you. I could probably use it.
They probably will. Yeah.
I could probably use it.
Well, in this room, you need spray tans. The lighting in here.
No, like really? Yeah. Like I'm usually like I look very pale here. Like
it's the lighting in here.
You would think I'm like a skinhead or something.
It makes you actually look paler. Yeah.
Oh, well, you get Michelle take you to her spot. You get a spray.
That where you went? You went for spray tan with her.
Mine is natural. You know what I'm saying? Exactly. So you can go. Like Michelle, you got to take off your clothes.
Yeah.
And you know what I'm saying? They spray you down. You got to hold your hands out.
Like this.
You know what? I put a little cloth over my junk and stuff. And
no.
Spray around
just let it hang.
Yeah.
Oh, you're really?
Yeah.
Just let it hang.
All right, Cam Stewart steps in next. Let it hang, baby. Let it hang. The morning after on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network. Ton of stuff we're going to get to. And our picks can't really be any worse than they were last night. You are listening to the Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
The Fantasy Sports Radio Network is the only place to go for 24/7 fantasy sports advice. Once you download the FNTSY Sports Radio app, you'll get the most accurate experts and most entertaining programming in the fantasy sports world. Listen to great shows like Fantasy Football Frenzy.
There you go right there, Goon Squad.
Game Time Decisions.
Good teams win, great teams cover.
Fantasy Freestyle.
You know what it is.
And plenty more.
Boo!
Download the FNTSY Sports Radio app on your iPhone and Android devices now and take the best fantasy sports talk wherever life leads you.
The morning after continues. Fantasy Sports Radio Network. I'm Gabe Morenci alongside Michelle Serpico. Michelle's getting backed up right now. A lot of stories. A lot of stuff we're going to get to.
I just saw a really good one.
Oh, okay. That's what's up. I'm looking forward to hearing it.
Hold that thought.
Hold that thought.
All
right, I'll try.
So we got the raging redhead, Cam Stewart.
Oh, my man, Cam.
Turn it on again. Yeah.
I feel like I ain't talked to Cam in forever.
We'll see how Cam did last night with the game.
I'm sure he did better than me. I should have just stuck to college like my original plan. But then I got to the window, and I was like, nah, I like Utah. Then I was like, Dwayne Casey going to be back in Toronto. I got that right. And then I'm looking down like, oh, you know what? The Bucks. It was a disaster.
It was one of those nights last night.
I was sad last night.
Not only did I have the Raptors minus the 10, which I could accept losing, it was going to go to overtime. I would have hit the over. I lost the over. And a Jose Calderon, the one Raptor that I never liked. Like, Calderon was that guy on our team that I used to want to punch.
Yeah.
I was like, dude, man, like, stop pointing your finger. Like, he used to, like, he's like a traffic controller, this guy. He just waves his hands everywhere.
Not good.
But he's a serviceable little guy. He's been in the league forever. The raging redhead, Cam Stewart.
Utility man.
Yeah.
What's happening, Morenci?
What's going on? Jolly old Cam.
It's been a while, fellas. Yeah, no. Hey, Morenci, I got good news for you. It's not as bad as you think. I looked at your account and...
Give me the number right now. Just tell it like it is.
Remember, we got to play the game. Guess.
All right, so what was it last night? It was 991?
Yeah, what do you think it is?
I'm going to say it's 813.
Yeah, it's like 800 and change, so it's not as bad as you think. Yeah, I thought you could have woke up like 400 or 500.
No, you know what? We came back strong, Cam. Miami, Ohio, what a great pick by you and me to football. Yeah. Boom. How about the Indiana Hoosiers? How about Marquette going over to number one Indiana? How about Michigan winning the game? But we had the NBA is where we got screwed last night.
NBA was horrible last night.
The Pelicans got blown out, but they rolled over to the T-Wolves. The Raptors blow a 19-point lead, Cam. 19-point lead.
No, I was watching that game, Morenci. Like, you must have been peeking. Like, the thing about it was they couldn't bury these guys. It was almost like they had mercy on Detroit. Like, you said it. Well, a lot of the time these teams get up 22-24. Okay, we'll pack it in. We're going to another game. But nope, they just kept on grinding and grinding and grinding. They didn't have that killer instinct the Raptors usually have. Now, this is two losses. I'll tell you, whoever they play next, they're going to throttle.
I like someone to ask in the chat, are you guessing Morenci's credit score? Trust me, my credit score ain't 8,800.
I don't even have a color on the thing. You know, it goes from like red light to green. Like I'm off the board, man. Like credit. Like
I'll admit, like my credit's like probably more in the what's like the lowest tier, 500s?
I don't know, son.
Yeah, I think it's below 500. That means you can't get a Discover card.
No. I get turned down like by HSBC when they give out the T-shirts outside arenas.
That's right. Hey, you want a towel and a credit card?
Yeah, no, exactly. I can't. Like,
they don't even give you the towel, huh?
No, I'm flagged.
Give us a towel back.
Flagged.
Does it make you pay cash for the towel? I'm like, wow.
Flagged. All right, Cam. So let's go to you here tonight, Seattle and Green Bay. What do you make of the football game tonight?
That's going to be a tight one. We got to get revenge. These guys have beaten us, Gabe, three straight times. But I'll tell you one thing. I like the advantages Seattle has. Russell Wilson, man, he's going to be running all over that secondary. They establish a good run game. And Penny showed something last week, too. I know blocking was a concern, but there's a reason why they picked him in the first round from San Diego State. He looked great. He had a couple big runs. He had two carries for like 60 yards to start that game last week. And I'm telling you, Green Bay with that young secondary, I think Seattle can get there. -2.5, Morenci. This is a huge game, as you talk about. Seattle's going to get it at home. Home of the man. I was watching NFL Network earlier. They're bringing in the big guns, some old Seahawks for this one. Going to raise the flag, and I'll tell you.
Who you guys bringing in?
Just all the old guys. You know, they usually bring in, like, Ooh. Steve Largent, Cortez Kennedy in the gang.
Cortez Kennedy.
Sean Alexander.
Some military guys. Oh, yeah, Sean Alexander.
Jim Zorn.
I said y'all going to bring Jim Zorn.
Yeah, Jim Zorn.
Hey, guys. The original Kurt Warner with a C. That's who I want to see. He was my favorite player. That's how I got to be a Seahawk fan when I was younger.
The old kingdom.
Scott, too. That's how Scott got to be a Seahawk fan. Jim Zorn. Look at that.
I love
Jim
Kurt
Zorn
Warner.
Was your guy, huh?
That's crazy that people was on Jim Zorn like that. Hey, Cam, that's wild. They need to bring Marshawn Lynch back. That's a real Seahawk right there. But anyway, I digress. How you doing?
What, so he can give the finger to everybody?
No, because they love him in Seattle. The 12s love Beast Mode. Hey, Cam, Yo, I was telling your man Gabe earlier, right? I don't know why I'm standing up, but I'm comfortable. You know what I'm saying?
You're feeling it today.
Yeah, you're feeling it.
I'm in my zone. I was telling you, talking to your man Gabe earlier, and I was talking about how I seen on the internet where they was like, if Cavaliers played the Blue Devils, Cavaliers would be laying 22.5. And I was like, I'll take the Blue Devils. Where you stand on that one? In that hypothetical matchup?
You know what? Honestly, and Gabe, I'm not sure if you're going to have the same take as me. An NBA team murders a college team. And in Alabama, I don't care how good they are in football, the Cleveland Browns would beat them by like 35+. Like they're
dude, exactly. That's what I told Corey.
It's kids versus adults. So you got to think about it. Every guy on the Browns either, you know, got drafted, was a great player there. And then on these college teams, not everybody on Alabama is good. You know,
exactly. Even Duke, Corey, you said Duke has three. So listen, Duke have three, let's say three lottery picks on their team.
They have the first three picks of the draft on their team.
Yeah, so they have 3 to 4 NBA players on their team.
Okay.
The Cleveland Cavaliers have 15 NBA players.
I get that part.
The Cleveland Cavaliers just beat Kemba Walker and the Charlotte Hornets by 40 points.
I feel what you're saying. All I'm saying is Duke would cover the 22.5.
No, Tristan Thompson would swat the ball in Zion Williamson's face.
I'd make that spread like 34.5.
They made it 22.5 in Vegas. I'm laying at 22.
I'm laying 22 all day.
And I'll parlay it with the Buffalo Bills minus 28 against Alabama.
Exactly. All right. That's the thing. They always have
all right, so
arguments.
Let me ask you, though. This is the other debate that we had this morning.
Yeah.
Who wins in a fight between Russell Westbrook and Kevin Durant?
I think Kevin Durant wins that fight.
Come on.
I do.
Me and Corey are right.
Say hello to Michelle Kim.
Hello, Kim.
Hey, Michelle. How's it going?
Good. How are you? It's nice to meet you.
Gabe tells me you know some New Jersey Devils. We need some inside information.
Okay.
I like to bet.
There you go.
I can get it for you.
You know, son, that's how gamblers are.
Yeah, you'd be the woman.
You'd be like, what athlete you know?
Yeah. what can you tell me?
Cam's not going to try to get into your pants or anything. He's like,
he's going to want to know the dudes.
He won't make some money.
You have any food there? Or you got an inside betting
chip? Bucket of chicken, and where's Keith Kincaid at?
I can get Keith to call in.
Hey, we got to get we need some Devil players on the show.
Yeah.
Devils!
Whatever, I'm cool with that.
Corey's a big hockey guy.
I want a New Jersey Devils hat.
Me and Corey did a golf show.
Yeah, that was dope. You know what I'm saying? I want a New Jersey Devils hat. That's what I do want.
Devils got nice gear. You can't take anything away from the Devils.
Our boy Yang, he's a radio producer here. He does Game Time Decisions. Yesterday, he was in the pit, and he was talking about he's a Ranger fan.
Yeah, okay.
Rangers off to a hot start. And we're like, yeah, we'll go to a Ranger game. Yang's like, yeah, I'll be down to go to a Ranger game. I'm a longtime Ranger fan.
Yeah.
And our boy Ventura, is Ventura in the room up there in the pit? Ventura's like, you're not a Ranger fan. Just because you have a hat doesn't mean you're a fan. He's like, who are they playing tomorrow? You're not a fan. But we got to get out to a Ranger game.
I got to tell you something, Marenzi. And you know, we do the show in the afternoon. Those promos for your show, crisp. I don't know what you got going on. Those are like you're professional promo. You're going to have to talk with Yang about those ones in the afternoon.
All right.
Those ones were cut very, very
so one of the best bets. I think we only got a minute or two left here. Yeah. What are the best bets here tonight? What are you looking at here, Cam? We're going to go over it again at 4 o'clock. We'll really dive into the best bets. Me and Cam are on from 4 to 7. Weekdays, 4 to 7. So Seahawks, Packers tonight. And then what else are you betting tonight?
Yeah, I'm all over the Seahawks, Gabe. I mean, I'm probably going to tease it to the over, too. I was thinking about the under, but 42, I think we can get there. In hockey, I got to take a look at the board. It was a good night last night. I told you about Vegas, buddy, 5-0. The thing about the Ducks is I love fading them when they go on the road, and at home they play tough teams well. That's what I'm going to do. I'm loading up on the Seahawks tonight, Gabe. Money line, spread, teaser. I think they're going to win this game. I know you think the same thing, and we're going to expose Green Bay tonight. That young secondary, it's going to be surprising. We're going to set up the pass game with the run game. Final score, Seahawks 27, Pack 23.
Well, that's going to end well, Corey. He's loading up on the Seahawks tonight.
Yep, you better load up.
I loaded up last night. Hey, the bullets were pretty good last night.
You load up on the Seahawks, you better load up on the ramen noodles, too.
Kraft dinner, tuna fish, and ramen noodles. Get my three-ingredient parlay.
Get that box macaroni and cheese, you know what I'm saying? Yeah.
NH loves mac and cheese. He gets his go-to.
So NHL hockey, we have a battle in New York tonight. The Rangers and the Islanders. The Islanders minus 140, two upstart teams.
Listen, I kind of lean the Islanders tonight. Serpico's Devils are in Philadelphia. That's a tough game. I actually think the Devils might be a pooch. They haven't been playing well, but Snyder's been bad in net, Gabe. And one for you tonight, I'm going to take, I hate to say it, the Ottawa Senators are probably my lock of the night. That's insane. But they're play better
at
home.
What about the Maple Leafs? Maple Leafs and SJ Sharkey.
Oh, SJ Sharkey was lucky to win the last game. We're going to go back to the Leafs at plus 130, brother.
Cam Stewart, catch him at 4 o'clock on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network. The Morning After continues.
The Fantasy Sports Radio Network is the only place to go for 24/7 fantasy sports advice. Once you download the FNTSY Sports Radio app, you'll get the most accurate experts and most entertaining programming in the fantasy sports world. Listen to great shows like Fantasy Football Frenzy.
There you go right there, Goon Squad.
Game Time Decisions.
Good teams win, great teams cover.
Fantasy Freestyle.
You know what it is.
And plenty more.
Boom!
Download the FNTSY Sports Radio app on your iPhone and Android devices now and take the best fantasy sports talk wherever life leads you.
The Morning After. Fantasy Sports Radio Network. Fun show so far today. We'll keep it going. A lot of stuff we haven't even gotten to. We'll continue our breakdown of tonight's Thursday night football game.
Yeah.
Golden State Warriors drama. That's the cool thing about the NBA. It is like a soap opera. They do a good job of keeping people involved and wanting to tune in. And tonight we have the Houston Rockets.
Yeah.
And the Golden State Warriors. And it was just last week. The Rockets had drama.
Gabe, it's almost like as if.
Like it's scripted?
It's like TNT planned.
It's almost like it's scripted.
Yeah, it's almost like it's scripted. Like TNT was like, y'all get into a beef on Monday night, suspend Draymond on Tuesday night, then we got the game on Thursday night.
Yeah.
It's almost like it was scripted.
Yeah, and Harden's back, and suddenly.
Because Draymond's going to have to address the media today. He's going to have to. And where's Carmelo at?
I thought he was staying with you.
No, he's not. He's not on my couch.
No. Supposedly they're trying to find a spot for Carmelo to land that they don't want to.
You know what, Gabe?
They don't want to disrespect him and leave him hanging. So it's one of these deals. All right. You're going to sign here. So they don't want to embarrass him.
Gabe, I got
they don't want to embarrass him.
You know what's funny that you mentioned that? I got the team for him.
Who?
The Raptors.
No.
You know why?
No.
Because you don't have to play defense because the Raptors got defensive players on both lines.
No.
You got Kawhi on the front line. You got, what's your big man name who didn't play last night?
JV? Oh, Ibaka?
Ibaka. So there's a team right there where he's not going to be a liability on defense because he don't have to guard one of the better scorers.
This is what he wanted to do, is come off the bench and take a couple of shots?
Come off the bench.
No, dude, the Raptors are too good. The Raptors are too good.
A bench player on the Raptors is the fit for Carmelo because he won't have
team.
To play defense.
I don't believe a good team's going to want him. I think if he wants to play Atlanta Hawk time, bro.
Brooklyn Net time?
I don't even know if the Nets want him. The Nets are actually competing.
The Raptors
the
are
Nets
a good
not
fit,
bad,
man.
Not bad in New York, coming back.
It would have to be Brooklyn. Couldn't be the Knicks. But the Raptors, not a bad fit.
You know, he played at Syracuse. But he's running out of
real
estate.
Go back and play for Jim Boeheim. You know what I'm saying? He don't want him. He don't have no eligibility to play for Jim Boeheim.
Well,
Boeheim
no.
would try to fake it,
they
though.
Can't afford
Boeheim
him.
Be like, this is my new player, Carmelo Anthony.
If he could, he would. Yeah, if he could, he would.
They're like, Boeheim, what are you doing?
Yeah, so
that's called Carmelo Anthony. Yeah. No, it's not.
No, but the NBA really does have great drama. It really does. And let me just quickly say this. We're going to get to Michelle right now. Let me just say this about the NBA, guys. So the NBA season starts earlier than ever now. And this year, I think it started October 13th or 14th. Essentially, we're about one full month in right now. And if you remember, what was the theme of the year out of the gate, man? Crazy, entertaining, high-scoring games. These guys were playing like they were high on speed, man. Like, it was like playing a video game, like times 10, you know, on ultra fast speed. And, you know, they were running up and down the court. There was a million points a game. And what do you see now? They've hit the wall right now. The weather is getting colder outside. It's darker. The winter blues start to kick in. It's been a grind. You've been on the bus, on the plane with the same dudes now for like, you know, with the full month plus the preseason. Now it starts to be like, dude, just stop. And you don't like the music of a teammate. You don't like the fact that, you know, DeAndre Jordan the other day pushed Luka Doncic out of the way to get a rebound. And like people in Dallas are like, what's this guy's deal, man? Like he's just a stat like pig. That's all he cares about. Mm-hmm. Like there's all kinds of turmoil in the NBA and where I'm going with this is be careful betting on the NBA. You're going to get a lot of weird anomalies. The Raptors blew a 19-point lead. Corey mentioned it. The Spurs get blown out. Go down the list. The Jazz score 65 points. The Eastern Mavericks Michigan beat them by 50.
Eastern Michigan scored more than Utah last night.
Players are fighting in the NBA. The Warriors were 1 month in. Steve Kerr goes, my team is emotionally drained. Like, it's been an intense opening month. Expect things to sort of settle down. You'll have more unders. And then the real unofficial start will be Christmas Day. And that's when these guys get going. And then Christmas Day into the NBA All-Star break, to the All-Star game, they really ball because they want to make the All-Star game. But I'll tell you another thing. The day the NBA All-Star voting closes, they decline again.
It's over.
Yeah, they get all, they get weeks, up yep. for that little All-Star push, and then they take a dive, and then they get up again. So we'll continue. We'll share the roller coaster with you, but let's send it to Michelle Serpico.
So since we were just talking about burner accounts, this was kind of funny. Kevin Durant's brother did not use a burner account.
He
posted on
account.
His Instagram story, true colors ain't hard to see when someone is mad. It's so much more clearer now, LOL, spelling error. Instead of competing with what's already written, just follow along before the greatness is done, rubbing off on you, and people see you for what you really are.
See, this ain't helping. We're talking about, so it sounds
childish.
So what are you speaking for him now? What, you're calling Draymond out? Like, this is the type of little drama
stupid.
That...
Yeah.
Jemele Hill was tweeting about this, and she was like, the two of them need to have a sit down with the two of them. They need to put everything on the table, and then that's the only way it's going to be fixed. If the two
I think
of them
Kerr needs to
down,
be in a room.
I think they just need to get into a fight.
I think Kerr needs to
be
in a room.
I don't think Kerr needs to be there.
No, Kerr needs to explain to Draymond that I hear what you're saying, a man to man between the two of them.
Yeah.
But Draymond needs to understand that, even you brought it up, it's none of his business, KD's contract.
Exactly, that's true.
We've seen this. I don't know why athletes are suddenly talking about other people's deals all the time suddenly. Like, Le'Veon Bell, what happened to that? He never came back. Maybe if those offensive linemen don't run their freaking mouth as much as they do,
maybe he
he's
comes back.
Back.
Yep.
Kawhi Leonard, the last straw was Tony Parker running his mouth. And then Popovich after. LaMarcus Aldridge played through pain.
Yeah,
that's, you know, what a warrior. Great to have a guy like LaMarcus that'll take one for the team.
Yeah, he also wanted to leave the year before.
Kawhi was, exactly, they wanted to get rid of LaMarcus before.
They ran him out, they legit wanted to run him out of town.
There's a story now coming out about what a jerk actually Popovich really is in real life and what a jerk he was to Kawhi.
Well,
there's two sides of the story.
That's not true.
I could see
not
that.
True. That's not true.
Greg Popovich. You think Popovich is a great guy?
Greg Popovich.
He's a funny guy.
I don't think
Greg
he's a great
Popovich
guy.
Is a revolutionary. He is the greatest man walking the face of the earth.
Oh, my God.
Greg Popovich deserves a Nobel Peace Prize.
Oh, my God.
Well, they gave a Nobel Peace Prize to Barack Obama, despite he killed more people with drones than any other president in the world.
Gabe, let's relax.
Nobel Peace Prize, I guess.
Gabe.
Yeah, I guess Popovich is unqualified to get a Nobel Peace Prize than anybody else.
Version of Nobel Peace Prize.
Calm down, Gabe.
Version.
You're talking about Jesus now.
I raised it up.
Calm down, Gabe. I would hate to rock out the studio. Okay, we don't want no smoke.
He doesn't mind, like Corey.
The guy that was sitting there before you, Gabe, had some wild takes on stuff like that. I didn't think you was gonna be like that.
Hey, no, I'm not going down that road. I'm just stating that it was kind of laughable. He won a Nobel Peace Prize.
Greg Popovich deserves a Nobel Peace Prize, my man.
Michelle.
The NFL and Epic Games partnered last week to bring Team Skins to one of the most popular video games in the world.
So what does
Fortnite.
Team Skins mean?
It means, so remember how we were talking about the guy, the player that beat
Mahomes
in his jersey? So what they're saying is, I guess by skins,
so
they
Team
mean,
Skin is your jersey.
Your jersey. Okay, so it got a little weird yesterday, though.
So
anyway,
Fortnite,
we'll get
exactly. So basically the game Fortnite, which I know nothing really about. But
the
game, the game
allows
Fortnite, you can
purchase the jersey.
Yeah, you
items
can
to choose
play
a
as a Buffalo Bill or a player, or whatever. Yes.
Uh huh. So some gamers appeared to have it turned around on the partners and could have been using the new skins to court controversy. These players created Colin Kaepernick taking a knee, and this was really controversial. They did Aaron Hernandez.
That was bad. That was poor taste.
Yeah. Like standing there flexing. I don't know. I think that's weird.
Wasn't there a Michael Vick?
Michael Vick with a dog.
Yeah. These dudes are getting crazy.
But that's how, you know, that's
what, to be expected.
That's what teenage boys do.
Probably
adults.
Oh,
that's true.
That one, yeah.
There's
exactly.
Adult. Craig used to play it.
But I don't think Craig would create a.
No, I don't think Craig would. I don't think he has a dog. So, yeah.
Exactly.
He
has
would,
a dog. A big dog.
Yeah.
Basically, any angle that you give people, yes, they will seize.
Right.
Yeah, they will.
But Aaron Hernandez saying it's like what we talked about yesterday.
So what are they doing? Are they not allowing you to do it now? Are they like you can't customize things or like?
No, they're not stopping it. It just sparked controversy. There's been no like solution to it right yet. But I don't know if there probably won't be.
You a big Fortnite player, of course?
You know, I don't take you as a video gamer.
I play the ponies. like Bob in Vermont, I play the ponies.
Yeah, like, do you have an Xbox or a PlayStation or anything?
No, I just go to the track and play the ponies, man.
I won an Xbox at a Fantasy Sports Network Christmas party.
That's right, you sure did, son. I remember that. Yeah.
I sold it to Al Vartanian.
Good job. Good job.
I was like, no, I'm going to keep it, and you know what, it'll be cool. In wintertime, I'll play games. Bro, it sat there for like 6 weeks. Yeah. It was gathering dust and stuff. And I was like, you know
I don't
what?
See you as a video gamer.
I used to play for money. I used to play like Madden and all kinds of video games for money. Oh, okay, but it brought out the worst in me.
Oh, yeah.
What do you mean?
Like, we'd get into fights and stuff.
Oh, yeah, you get really competitive.
Me and my friends once got into an all-out brawl. Like, I actually threw someone down a flight of stairs.
Yeah.
Over a video game?
No, it was over a Monopoly.
Even worse. And,
Corey took a word out of my mouth.
Like I got the like I used to have hair. It was right out of a movie type thing. Like Buddy grabbed me by my hair and slammed my face into a toilet repeatedly.
Oh, so it went down.
Yeah, so I threw him down a flight of stairs. We were playing Monopoly for real money.
That's crazy.
So we used to play, me and our buddies, we used to play Monopoly for real money. So dude, the pot, there was like $500 in the middle of it.
Yeah.
And Buddy got eliminated from the game. He ran out of money. And when he got up, he flipped the board.
Yeah.
And the money and the pieces went everywhere.
Crazy.
And
that sounded like something one of my
I got up do. And I don't know, man. Like
he snapped.
Yeah, I punched him in the back of the head.
Yeah.
Like I technically sucker punched him. Like he got up and he was walking out of the room. And I felt as if though I was about to win the game. So I went up and I just punched him in the back of the head. And he turned around and started smashing my face into a toilet.
Sound like you lost.
And we both, there was a lot of damage done to both of us.
Okay, wow. Good job. Yeah. Good job.
Mm. Oh, we destroyed the place. Like, we went through a wall. Like, literally, it was like a wrestling thing.
Yeah.
Like, I actually, like, did the spear thing.
Yeah.
I put him through a drywall. We both went through a wall.
That's wild. My God. Yeah, y'all was going for it.
Yeah. It was actually pretty cool.
Shooting people, so I guess it's not that bad compared to that.
Yeah, at least I didn't, like, rip a handicap sticker off someone's car.
Right.
I punched someone in the back of the head over a game of Monopoly.
Hey. No big deal.
You guys want to know how to play Monopoly for money, let me know. I'll tell you some good rules. The Morning After continues.
The Fantasy Sports Radio Network is the only place to go for 24/7 fantasy sports advice. Once you download the FNTSY Sports Radio app, you'll get the most accurate experts and most entertaining programming in the fantasy sports world. Listen to great shows like Fantasy Football Frenzy.
There you go right there, Goon Squad.
Game Time Decisions.
Good teams win, great teams cover.
Fantasy Freestyle.
You know what it is.
And plenty more.
Boo!
Download the FNTSY Sports Radio app on your iPhone and Android devices now and take the best fantasy sports talk wherever life leads you.
Yeah, here we go. If you are hooked on DailyRoto.com, now you can buy the DailyRoto.com Elite Package, giving you access year-round to a suite of successful tools and projections that DailyRoto.com subscribers have been using to print money, literally. And when you sign up for the Elite Package, not only do you get NFL, NBA, NHL, MLB, and PGA, you get the all-new NFL betting tools. It gives you picks against the spread, money line, game totals, and player props. Head on over to DailyRoto.com, click on Gold Premium, and check out what the Elite Package has to offer. If you don't have a problem with winning money, like apparently I do, if you don't have a problem with winning money, then you're going to love it. Enter promo code FNTSY. Once again, that is the DailyRoto.com.
We're going after tonight, Corey.
Elite
We're back on the horse tonight.
I felt so bad last night.
This NFL game's so freaking tough tonight.
I said
though.
I was going lay low, but, you know, Riggs just hit me, and I'm like, man, I got it. We got Syracuse and UConn playing tonight. I think that's interesting right there.
UConn were very underwhelming the one time I watched them play earlier this year.
Yeah.
They had a hard time against some Patsy team.
Yeah, Ohio State Ohio State's on the road tonight.
Our boy Riggs, actually, in the chat, he's from Connecticut. He's not from Connecticut. He lives in Connecticut. Maybe he's got some insight on that basketball team. When I hear Syracuse, I'm just thinking about that football game on Saturday, Yankee Stadium.
Yeah, nah, Boeheim and the crew play tonight, and then you got Ohio State basketball team play tonight, too. They on the road. I forgot. I think they might be playing Creighton.
Big Ten's had a nice, last night Indiana rolled Marquette, Michigan rolled Villanova.
Nebraska.
Yeah, they're doing this little Big East, Big Ten showcase.
Remember back in the day they had the Big East ACC challenge before the season start?
That'll be coming. I think they're still doing it.
That's when college basketball was real good.
No, they'll still do it. They'll do it in a week or two.
They must have brought it back then because it disappeared for a while.
No, it's annual.
Okay.
It's annual. Yeah, they'll play. It's usually... It'll be in a couple of weeks type thing.
Yeah.
This Big East one's a new one.
Remember, you used to do the ACC and the Big Ten joint.
The ACC Big Ten Challenge, yeah.
Yeah, Carolina would always draw Michigan State, and Michigan State owns Carolina.
Yeah, and Michigan, my team, would always get Duke.
Duke, yeah.
Seriously, it would suck. Like, how come you don't get NC State?
Exactly. The Wolfpack.
Like, how come no? But it would be like, it would always be like, Michigan State versus Clemson.
Yeah.
And following, Michigan versus Duke.
Yeah.
It's like, yeah, I guess it's cool. We're in that class.
Can we get Wake Forest one year, please?
Yeah, like, all these, it's not fun. You know what I mean? Like, we always get, the tough game, but it is what it is. I just wanted to say, too, the Monopoly stuff was fun. I'm sure we all have, you've seen, what about your family, Michelle? Is there someone, person that's very competitive, like my family, who I don't talk to anymore.
Yeah.
But when I did.
I'm sorry to hear that, Gabe.
That's all right. They're jerks. When I did, but I nearly did get into a fist fight with an uncle over a ping pong tournament.
Yeah.
Like, basically, my family are full of psychopaths. Mm-hmm. Like, really? I have an uncle that played. I have an uncle that played in the NHL.
Yeah. Your grandpa, too, right?
Yeah, my grandfather, too. And. There was a wedding. Another one of my uncles was getting married, and they got into a fight during the ceremony.
That's wild.
Like, not after, during.
Yeah.
During, wearing suits and stuff, they rolled down a hill.
That's wild.
Like, they tumbled down a hill. Big, 6'3" dudes, throwing hard at each other before the wedding.
Before the wedding.
Yeah.
Now you got to change suits and all of that stuff. LeBron was distraught. Yeah.
So, we all know competitive people.
Yeah.
I mean,
trust me, my whole
this is
world.
Why I had to stop, though. And I'm not going to lie to you. When I played sports, it got out of control. I went to a charity. You're going to like this, Corey. I played at a charity roller hockey. So it's like hockey, but on rollerblades.
Roller skates, yeah.
And it's in Montreal. So people, it's hockey and whatever. It's a big thing. It was with the Jewish Benevolent Community Association or whatever.
Nice way to give back.
Yeah, so I got invited. And this kid stole the ball from me a couple of times, but pretty aggressively, Corey.
Yeah.
And sort of laughed and sort of talked smack as he did it.
Yeah, you didn't like that, did
and
you?
And I'm not, I'm not a rollerblader. I can skate, but I'm not a rollerblader, so I'm sort of going around.
Yeah.
Kid comes, takes the ball from me.
Yeah.
Sort of, Marenzi, old man. Whatever. Like, the kid sort of, the kid was probably about 14, 15 or something.
Yeah.
I warned the kid, and, whatever, man. I basically slew-footed the kid.
Wait. What was the warning? Tell me what the warning was.
I said, if you show me up again, I'm going to effing get you. And he showed me up again.
He said, I'll show you, old man.
Yeah, and in slew-foot, it's pretty much the cheapest thing you can do in hockey.
Yeah.
It's sort of like pushing someone back in basketball.
Wow.
It's basically you kick their skates out from behind them, so they just fall backwards on their ass. But I did it. I basically tripped a kid, and he went face first into the boards.
Nice.
He crumbled boom, into the boards. They had to stop the game and stuff. And
you won't be talking that trash no more, young.
Yeah, that, I actually said that. I said, it's not so funny now, is it, kid? I skated away, and people were freaking out. They were like, "Who invited Marenzi, anyways?"
Yeah, why we got
here? I left. I was like, all right, I better leave here. So yeah. So that's what I'm saying. I tripped a teenager face first into the boards once, and I'd do it again. I got into it. We told the story, Corey. I told a story about Keith Van Horn at the NBA Hoop It Up.
Yeah,
Keith Van Horn, the pro player Keith Van Horn, had to intervene in my game in the NBA Hoop It Up, and he told us that we were the worst group of people that he's ever seen at a basketball tournament. He said, we go against everything that basketball stands for.
That's wild.
And without missing a beat, my buddy says to him, you've been a real bust in the NBA, Van Horn. He said, you were pretty good at Utah. You really suck in the NBA.
The highlight of Keith Van Horn's basketball career was hitting that shot to beat the Tar Heels in the Elite Eight. Was that? Elite Eight? Yeah, Elite Eight. Was that Elite Eight?
Yeah, he was the Elite Eight.
That was like highlight of his career.
He was all right player.
He played a couple of teams with the Nets. No, he played the Nets, right?
He's a nice guy. Poor guy. He's just there as the honorary NBA guy.
Yeah,
he's
got right.
mouthing off at him and stuff.
Oh, my Lord.
What else, Michelle?
So, since we talked to Rashad yesterday, I don't think he was happy with the question I asked him. But you know what? If you date a Kardashian, you better know that you're going to be asked about that for the rest of your life. Even if you're not together, whatever. So, anyway, speaking of the Kardashian.
The rest of his life? You're talking to like 40 years from now?
Yeah. Yeah. No, literally.
I mean, that's probably.
That's what you get. That's when you date those girls. They're like the most famous.
You know what?
People.
Honestly, I would have asked him like, when you slept with Khloe, like, did you only use one condom or did you consider using three?
Yeah, you see.
You triple wrap that?
He was with post.
Did you ever get an STD?
He was with pre-op Khloe. Pre-op Khloe wasn't as hot as Khloe is now.
And I think he was the first NBA player she dated.
That we know of.
That we know of, I guess.
I would have asked, did you ever meet her father, O.J. Simpson? Did you ever go visit them in prison?
Hey, I don't want to be a jerk. Chris, don't do that to Chris.
So anyway, they showed this week the episode of her having her baby, her and third trimester Tristan. And anyway, the meeting between Kim, Tristan, and her best friend Malika is super awkward. Kim walks in and literally walks past him. And then Khloe finally broke the silence and goes, are you going to say hi to each other or no?
Wow. Listen, but that's how siblings are supposed to roll for each other.
Yeah.
That's how it is. You know what I'm
Trouble
saying?
Trouble in paradise.
That's what siblings are supposed to do, you know?
Yeah.
Like, if I was dating your sister, Michelle, let's say you had a sister and I was dating her and I got her pregnant. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And then you see me flirting with these Latina waitresses here. You know what I'm saying? You'd be like, and then I got one of them pregnant.
Yeah, I'd be like, oh, Corey, come on. First of all, use, you know.
How many kids are you going to have, Corey?
Yeah, yeah.
I feel no sympathy, though, ever for the Kardashians.
No, I don't either.
Like, I really don't.
Mm-mm.
Like, and I don't want to come across as a jerk, and I'm not trying to disrespect Kristen Thompson's girlfriend or wife or anything, but they're horrible people.
Nah, you see, Gabe.
They're horrible. Dude, Khloe Kardashian filmed Lamar Odom in a coma.
I feel what
right,
you're saying.
Bro? That's not part of TV.
I get it. That
you know,
part,
like, they're monsters. They're ghouls.
See,
Kris Jenner, the mother, is probably related to Satan himself.
Gabe, but
she's a hell of a manager, though. If you want to rep someone, I'll do it.
Yeah.
Gabe, I'll even have a sex look tape at it. If you First want. First of all,
they're monsters. They're monsters.
You know what
they're
they
horrible
are? No,
people.
They're successful.
They are the face. They are the face of the modern social media generation and society.
Gabe, first
of
all,
that is shallow. The type of people that take Instagram pictures, sucking their cheeks and looking at their ass in a mirror.
They're successful.
Everything that's wrong with America.
You can't hate on them for their beauty.
Everything that's what's wrong with America.
You cannot hate on them for their beauty, number one.
Their beauty?
Their beauty.
What, their fat ass whale silicone ass?
Their beauty. You can't hate on them for their beauty.
I'd rather sleep with a Mexican hooker in a brothel than the Kardashians.
You can't hate on them for their
chance. Better or less chance of getting an STD.
You can't hate on them for their beauty. You can't hate on them for their success.
No, they're all annoying.
No, you have to
they're
love
twits.
Their family.
They're twits.
Their family,
they've contributed nothing
their
to
family.
Society.
That's a strong
they've
family.
They've contributed nothing to
the
society.
The truth of the matter is, look at their family. They're a strong family.
Yeah, their family. It's
they're a strong family.
They're they take great, people, great family.
They took Lamar Odom in.
It's a great
trouble.
Family.
Lamar
I know.
Odom
you know, it's
took
too bad
in.
My mother, when
they
she
did,
was alive,
they
may she
help
rest
him.
In peace. Too bad my mother didn't hook me up with a sex tape deal.
Oh,
well, too bad my mom didn't cut a deal with Vivid and Steve Hirsch for me. Great family. Great family. The father defending a murderer in O.J. Simpson. Yeah, they're class acts.
That slept with his wife.
Hey, she was a freaking friend of O.J.'s wife that got murdered.
Gabe.
Well, that was why that was like part of the reason they split.
Let's move on.
I'm not trying to defend the Kardashians, but I'm just saying. Let's not hate on them for their beauty, for their success.
They're not beautiful. All
right.
Kim's all right. Khloe looks like a horse.
I would.
What's the other, like, depressed, stupid sister there that's not the non-famous one with that other
Khloe.
Scott Dick disc
Courtney?
Loser?
Courtney.
Yeah, Courtney. She's a loser.
I like
the
Kim
only the only winner there is the new one, the model one, that
Kendall?
She's a twit.
She is dating my boy Ben Simmons.
Oh, yeah, yeah. And how's Ben Simmons' career doing since then? Great.
Yeah.
They're career killers. They're career killers. Unless you're some sort of boy toy, you know, club going himbo, you're an athlete. You stay far away, man. You stay far, far, far away from a Kardashian.
I think a lot of them do know that, though.
No, it's like
right?
Odell Beckham. Remember Khloe tried to roll up on Odell?
She did?
Yeah, last year and stuff. She went into a bar. She sat on his lap.
And what did he do?
And there was pictures right away. Oh, Khloe and Odell. Odell was like, nah, man. And he basically told her, get off my lap.
Well, like, it's a reason why.
Yeah, well.
Go ahead, Michelle.
What are you saying, Corey?
Wait, what? Huh? Why?
I'm just because he don't want to be photographed with them.
Yeah.
All right.
There you go.
I love Odell Beckham.
There you go.
Like or he doesn't like him.
Saying something else. Go ahead.
Well, no, don't speculate.
So these booty grabber Boston people are out of control.
Oh, my Lord. What are they doing now?
Oh, yeah, Boston.
So there's this D3 school called Fitchburg State.
Yeah, I can't believe we didn't get to this.
And a basketball player has been suspended indefinitely and kicked off campus after he delivered dangerous and a flagrant shot.
He should be charged with assault.
He literally, like, so the dude shot a three. He literally comes
over. I saw the video.
And
no, that's not a basketball play.
It's not.
Look, I got my nose broken at the NBA hoop it up.
Yeah.
Like, I slapped somebody in the face accidentally going for a ball, and the guy told me, I'm going to get you.
Yeah.
The next play, he popped me.
Yeah.
Boom. Fair game. Play on. Fair game. When you run from someone from 20 yards and do a flying Muay Thai elbow to the face, and you even look at the ref to make sure, hey, and boom, that's assault, bro. It's assault.
Here's the thing.
It's assault.
That kid should be kicked off the basketball team.
He
should be suspended.
He is.
No, he was kicked out of school.
He should be kicked
and
out of school.
And barred from campus.
He should not be charged with assault.
How is this not assault?
How old is he?
He's a grown dude. He's over 18.
Division III college.
He's old enough to know that was wrong. And why did he do that? I want to know why.
It's assault.
How old is he before you say it's assault? If he's 17.
He's over 18.
He's over 18 years old? All right.
Yeah, he was frustrated that a kid shut him down on D, so he decided to sucker elbow him in the face.
No, that was a bad look.
No, I'm not saying criminal, like, no, misdemeanor sort of like.
I'm just saying, let's not put him in jail for that.
No, but he goes to court.
Will, yeah.
If you're someone that needs fantasy sports advice every day, the Fantasy Sports Radio Network has you covered. When you download the FNTSY Sports Radio Network app, you get the top fantasy advice every single day right through the weekend. Be sure to listen to our weekend warriors like College Football Today.
Welcome to College Football Today.
Weekend Fantasy Update.
They call me the Fantasy Jesus.
In this league,
it is never short of exciting at ITL.
And so much more. Download the Fantasy Sports Radio Network app in the iTunes and Google Play Store now. And keep the best fantasy experts right in your pocket all day long and all week long.
Corey's favorite band, Little Led Zeppelin.
Oh, my God.
Yes, yes.
Been a long time.
Never heard of it.
Never heard of Led Zeppelin either, huh?
I've heard of Led Zeppelin. I know who they are.
Corey Parson in the house, Bones, Michelle Serpico. I am Gabriel Morenci. All right, I've had a lot of fun today. The show is flying by. I want to jump into the Thursday night football game. We've been going over some of the props, actually. We're just talking about this D3 kid that viciously elbowed his opponent. And I will admit that some of you in the chat have a very good point that I am a little hypocritical for saying a kid should be charged with assault when I just confessed to tripping a teenager face first into the boards. But there's a difference.
He was asking for it.
No, the difference is, quote unquote, this is what we say in the hockey world. What I did was a hockey play.
It was in between the lines.
It was a hockey play.
Okay.
Basically, it's known that, you know, you go around the boards, keep your head up. Bad things can happen.
Yeah.
You know, like keep your head up. This was just all out assault. Like, I didn't just go up to the kid and punch him in the face.
Nah, that's what happened.
I did it within
right
the
here.
Realm of the game.
Yeah.
Like, I waited. I bid my time. I waited till he was in the corner, and I got the kid. You know, but it's not just kids. I once nearly got attacked by a bunch of, you know, like frat boys. I was playing outdoor hockey.
Yeah.
And I pretty much like baseball swung someone across the kneecaps with a hockey stick.
Real nice.
Well, he tripped me first. I hate frat boys too. Screw you, Rutgers. my man, Bavana, you really hate Rutgers, don't you, Bavana?
Despise them.
Yeah, I like it. I got nothing against Rutgers, actually.
Well, they got rid of one of my favorite things in the world, the grease trucks. So now I have absolutely no reason to do anything but absolutely hate Rutgers.
They got rid of the grease trucks?
Where did you go again, Pavona?
I went to Monmouth.
Oh, Monmouth.
You and Pavona and Corey should go up to Harvard and beat up some smart kids like Goodwill Hunting.
Oh, I'd love to.
That's not a bad idea.
I'd like to, actually.
Rutgers kids aren't smart. They're stupid.
I love... Wow.
All my friends went there.
They got nice co-eds at Rutgers.
Listen, the only time I want to deal with an Ivy Leaguer is if I need some DFS or legal advice.
Exactly.
Like our boy Dinkmeyer, he went to Dartmouth.
Yeah.
Yeah, but Dartmouth's not one of those like douchey Ivy League schools, like Harvard or Yale or something. Or Brown. You know what? The guy's actually in at Penn, Pennsylvania. Pretty cool kids, actually. I partied with some frat boys from Penn. You guys were all right, actually.
Nice.
For some Ivy Leaguers, you weren't too bad.
I got bullied by some Princeton kids.
Ah, screw Princeton.